As the open house began, most of the people in the room wore U.S. Forest Service uniforms. They were waiting for the public, and the public did slowly trickle in as people got off work and headed over to the Southeast Alaska Discovery Center. They milled around the room, looking at laminated charts pinned to the walls, leafing through handouts detailing the proposed amendment, and listening to Forest Service officials explaining the charts.
Our current forest plan is compared to all the other alternatives. This is how you look at it. So old growth, if you look at it, this is...
The Ketchikan Open House is the second in a series planned in Southeast Alaska communities. Project manager Susan Howell says that so far people are interested in specifics about the preferred alternative, which calls for a 15-year transition period.
I think the main concern is just how this is going to work once we get, once we select an alternative and start the transition. How it's all going to work.
And how is it going to work?
Well, that's a good question. You know, the Secretary of Agriculture has provided us with direction to make this transition in a 10 to 15 year time frame.
Those 15 years are meant to give the timber industry time to adapt and time to get new equipment to handle smaller diameter trees.
So that we can start gearing up to offer more young growth timber after the transition.
Howell says the transition will allow continued old growth harvest throughout those 15 years. She adds that there always will be a small amount of old growth harvest for the niche markets. Ernie Eads runs what he calls a rinky-dink sawmill over on Prince of Wales Island. He produces cedar planks, primarily for local sale. But he says even now, he can't get the logs he needs. Eads had to take a job in Ketchikan because he's not making money through his Thorn Bay mill.
It's been 5 years since I've been able to buy a timber sale. Had to lay off my employees.
Eads does not support a transition to young growth. He says the Forest Service should instead manage old growth harvest better to ensure a steady supply. Wayne Wayne, a board member with the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, had a different take. SEAC has endorsed a faster transition to young growth harvest to minimize the amount of old growth that's cut down. Wayne says there's plenty of old growth supply out there, especially with new offerings from the state. He notes that the proposed forest plan amendment calls for 46 million board feet of old growth timber.
Well, that's more than any industry can use, and especially the fact that 50% of it goes out of here on log ships. And that's really disturbing to me because it's jobs and it doesn't fit the economics.
But Eric Nichols of Alcan Forest Products, one of the larger operators in the region, agrees with Eads that there's not enough volume to meet demand, in part because the state sales are tied up under appeal. Federal timber sales often are litigated as well, which in turn slows down the supply. The transition is supposed to help with that litigation because most of the controversy is over harvesting old growth stands. But Howell told the people at the open house there is a trade-off.
And what that means is you have to go into some areas that, you know, in our current plan we wouldn't go into, like riparian management areas, the beach and estuary fringe, and old growth habitat LUD. Those are some of the places that we are seeking young growth.
That led to another concern. Clarence Clark asked whether the proposed 15-year transition can happen without modifying a wildlife conservation strategy. He notes that the current Tongass land management plan, with no amendment, would allow a transition to young growth in 35 years without any modification to that strategy.
This is a conservation strategy that so far has prevented the listing of the northern goshawk as an endangered species and the wolf. But yet we're going to compromise or modify it so we can transition to young growth at a quicker rate.
Howell responded that the Forest Service will maintain the integrity of the conservation strategy, but she agreed it will have to change. The comment period for the proposed amendment ends on February 22nd. A final decision is expected in mid-December. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.